Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
This is Thomas Abdul Salam, your host for Think Big Radio here this evening. We want to talk to you about fathers. I want to say happy Father's Day to all of the men out there. And again, also the women who are there raising their children alone. We want to also give you a shout out here today and say that we hope that we want to continue to inspire you to do the best job that you can do. Give the best at home. I want to give you a something. I received a text message earlier today from a friend of mine, Rashid Salam, and I want to give you what he wrote to me, and it's very brief. It says, it is said that a father in a child's life is better than 100 teachers, more better than 100 teachers. We have to understand that it is the father, it is the home environment that does more for the development of the teacher, of the student, of the child than the teacher. It takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a father to really influence and inspire that male child to truly develop into a man, into a father, a daddy that he should be. And this is what we want to be able to make sure that we're doing. Giving the role model, giving the example of what is a father, what is a caretaker, what is it to provide, not only physically, emotionally, and mentally, but to also provide monetarily. What is it? A lot of people don't know what that is. They learn it in the street. They learn it by looking at someone else. But the father needs to be there. The father needs to give all that he can give. Because even in the tough times, your children love you. They respect you. You have to bring home manhood back to the community. Which brings me to the next point that Rashid sent to me. And it said, let's put the father back in the hood. And I take that two ways. Let's first of all put father back in fatherhood. It's one thing to father a child, but we have to make sure that we're just not being the one to bring the child in here, but we have to be present to give the example, to be there for the difficult times and the good times. Your small effort, it raises big hopes in a child's life. Then also, we have to take a look at putting father back in the hood, back in the neighborhood. It has been way too long that so many children have grown up without a father. And this goes to the female child as well as the male child. Everybody needs a father. So we have to stand up. If you have been absent in a home, if for whatever reason you've had to leave that home, it is still your responsibility to be the man in that home. You still have certain responsibilities to the child, to the mother, for the caretaker of it. You have a responsibility. Even the child seeing you live up to those obligations, give the child hope. Give the child an example. Give them an ability to see what their life is going to be like. That they cannot run from responsibility, shirk their accountability. Men have to stand up because in some essence, that's the definition of a man. He has to stand up and be a provider, be a maintainer. If you're not in the home or for some reason, again, that you left that home, again, you have to stay connected with those children. You cannot leave the child and say, hey, it's about mama drama. Mama drama should never keep you away from your children. You have to do whatever you can to fight and stay connected to that because that's your responsibility. That's your lifeline. that may be your blessing in life. So don't let mama drama be your excuse, because that's all it is an excuse. Your job is to perform. That's what your job is. If you sometimes have to take some stuff, you have to take some stuff to be close to your child, to stay connected to your child. But so we have to put father back in the hood. We have to put father back in the home, back in the neighborhood. Not that what people just saying, oh, that's my baby daddy. But that's all that is. If you father the child, then in our language, then you have to also be a daddy to the child. So be a daddy. Pick them up, take them to baseball practice, go teach them certain things, make sure they get their homework done. Don't let them hang in the street. Don't teach them the wrong things. Because, again, a lot of men have negative opinions about women, which is another thing that needs to be corrected. We need to have the utmost respect for our women. Regardless of what happens, we must still have the utmost respect for our women. And we must show our children that no matter what I think about what I may quote-unquote call the mama drama, I respect this woman. She is someone who is going to have me all the time. Whenever she calls, I'm going to answer that call because that's me, because I'm being a man. It doesn't matter. See, we think that just because I'm not in the home that all my responsibility, all my accountability, all my money, all my emotional support, I withdraw it all and I walk away. That's not the truth. That's not what you should be doing. This is Father's Day. So we have to learn how to be fathers. It is a time to be honored as being a father. But we have to be a father in order to be honored today, to be given the blessings of a father, to get showered with the gifts, maybe being taken to a restaurant or being brought breakfast in bed or being getting that special Father's Day card. Regardless, you have to show up, and you have to show up every day. Preferably, you're in the home. And regardless of what's going on, you have to stay in the home. Sometimes we have to put up with things that sometimes we say, hey, why do I put up with this? I don't want to put up with this. But see, a lot of things we have to put up with that we don't want to put up with. Don't think that the woman is not putting up with something she don't want to put up with. And sometimes the children are putting up with things they don't want to put up with. But we are a unit. We stay together. We pray together. We're going to eat together. We are going to make it together. So it's also difficult but necessary that we learn how to stay in the home, to stay in the hood, and don't take all of ourselves out of the home. Stay in the home. That's where your responsibility is. For a lot of us, we may get tired. We feel like we're being used sometimes, but we should want to be used. We should want to give our whole self to this situation because you prevent future situations when you do. So let's just learn how to hang in there. Learn how to be a father on all levels. Give people emotional support. Don't withdraw your emotional support. You love this person, tell them you love them. Mean it. Regardless of what you do, I'm going to love you always. No matter what happens here, you know you got my love. Give the emotional support. Financially, we like to hold our money tight. Sometimes we want to control the strings. Give the money up. Give it up. Make sure that they have the financial support and the freedom to do what they need to do in the home. And then support them in their decisions. Participate, but also support. Help people improve themselves, that the child, the mother, get education, do whatever is necessary. Help everybody improve themselves. Don't the man just go to school, and then as soon as he gets up, then he wants to leave because the situation ain't what it used to be. Improve everybody. In fact, there's a saying that says that if you educate a female child, then heaven is granted to you. So don't neglect the female child. Make sure she is also well taken care of and got the proper education, the proper tools, so that when she launches from the home, she's ready. She has seen a man in her home, and now she knows how to deal with her husband. See, the man out of the home affects everybody. It affects all of the children. It affects the wife. It affects other families, because the marriage is about not only two people, two male and females, but it's also about two families who also wed. So give your all. Again, as Rashid said, let's put Father back in the hood. I want to thank you. This is Thomas Abdul Salam, your host for tonight on Think Big Radio. Again, we hope you tune back in every week for Think Big Radio. Have a blessed day. And happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. And a special shout out to any mother who's raising a single child, a single mother in a home. Special shout out to you. Thank you very much.